This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, I have got the Yirrabadalla Mayor on the phone, Matthew Hatcher. Happy Friday, Matthew.
Happy Friday to you, Bertie. How are you, mate?
Very well. Now, something caught my eye, and I thought I'd give you a call this morning. It is the Local Hero Award, and I am reading it now, and it says that nominations have now opened. Can you please explain to me what this is all about?
Well, I mean, I guess the Local Hero Award is all about trying to find those people in the community that do so much. There's so many of those people. If you look around, that run organizations, run the footy clubs, donate their time to Red Cross, donate their time to all the other nonprofits in the area, either to help the community or help raise funds for a cause. And we really want to make sure that we're recognizing their efforts. So many hours are put in. So this is just a chance for the community to tell us, you know, those people around them that are making a huge impact in the community. So we really hope that people get online, register those, and we're going to have a little celebration for them.
It is often the case, Matthew, isn't it, that these unsung heroes, of which there are many on the South Coast, are often reluctant to nominate themselves because they are full of humility and they don't have any false pride. And so would it be good for somebody to nominate somebody they know if they know of somebody like this?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Nobody wants to be the one nominating themselves, and that no one's doing what they do in the community for these awards. And it's even, you know, whoever the eventual winner is, they're often accepting it on behalf of that organization and so many other people around them that do, you know, the same thing they do. So it is really important that the community acknowledges those people. I know that the councillors and council want to acknowledge that. So, you know, it's important that everyone gets on, reaches out, goes online, puts everyone's details in and lets us know who those people are around them that are doing so much amazing work.
Okay, now I want to mention just two past recipients of this award. Last year, local hero Pam Hameroy was recognised for her 5 decades of voluntary work, but you yourself, Matthew, have been a recipient of this award. Would you like to talk to me about that?
Yes, thanks, Bertie. So 2020, myself and Anthony Bullett from the Malua Bay Surf Club, we were co-winners. I guess that for both of us, it came off the back of the bushfires and the work that we did for the community. And I would say, I'm sure I can speak for Anthony on this one, that, you know, both of us, while we did a lot, there were so many people around us that without them, we couldn't achieve what we did. So I guess that goes back to when you're receiving these awards, you're receiving it for all the support that allows you to do what you do, but also to so many other people. You know, there's no doubt about it. We've got a lot of people who do a lot for this community. And, you know, only one person wins every year. So it's really important that we hear from the community on who they believe that is, but also that all those people understand that without them, this community doesn't continue the way it does. So, yeah, I was very proud to win it. But like I say, I had so many people around me, so many hundreds of people in this community that stood up after the bushfires to support me and the rest of the community.
Too right. Well, well done on that, and well done on keeping the awards going, and absolutely well done, Matthew, on your first few months of being the mayor of the Yirrabadalla. So for more information on the Local Hero Awards, people should go to the council website?
Yes, everything's there.
Okay, mate. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Bertie, as always. Cheers, mate.